The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
The big news of the day, of course, is that the EU, an emergency meeting has been called for EU ambassadors across all member states to look at how to deal with the announcement made last night by Donald Trump that if the EU didn't get out of the way, or rather that if certain EU member states and the UK didn't get out of the way and allow the US to annex Greenland, that he was going to institute tariffs against them, starting at 10% and then ramping up to, I think, mid-20s by mid-summer. With us in a second will be Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist of the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency to analyse the likely economic impact of that. But first, Seana Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Seana, remind us first of all, what has so annoyed Donald Trump that these countries did?
Well, we know that countries like Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, the Netherlands, the UK, France, Germany all announced during the week that they'd deploy a small number of armed forces to Greenland for an expedition, for a surveillance mission, really for a number of reasons. First of all, in solidarity with Denmark, because we've saw this saber rattling from the United States, which has been ratcheted up, where Donald Trump has said he's going to take Greenland. And also to say that, you know, if there are problems in terms of security, whether it's Chinese gunboats, which is what the United States say exists across the Arctic, that they would say within NATO, we can help this security situation. It's not a requirement for the United States to unilaterally take over Greenland, that in the future, because there will probably be security issues there, we'll do it together. And Donald Trump took this as a sort of a slight against him, that this was sort of that they themselves were putting their own armed forces onto Greenland in a kind of rejection, or in a way of to prevent the United States from taking Greenland, and took umbrage and then announced sort of out of the blue last night of those tariffs on selected countries, which is interesting because the European Union in itself is a single market. So you actually can't apply tariffs on individual countries in the EU. The tariff applies to all of the EU member states. And of course, the UK was part of that because they announced one member of the armed forces to go. So they're also included in it.
Now, this brings the prospect of potential armed conflict between the US and NATO members. And we've seen stocks in EU security companies, a la BAE Systems and Rheinmetall, soaring in the last couple of days. Is that a real prospect at this point?
I mean, that's the really million-dollar question. At NATO, they've been discussing this in the context of taking on board the US considerations and concerns, because we have the melting of the ice caps in the Arctic, which means that there's going to be an opening up of sea lanes, which means there's going to be much more access for ships and boats and basically a transport system in the future. And the United States and other security people are saying, well, this is going to be problematic because you'll have the emergence of Russians and Chinese interfering in the area. NATO says, we all agree that this is a concern for the future. It's not an existing or imminent threat. We heard from the Danish Foreign Affairs Minister and his Greenlandic counterpart in DC during the week saying all of the claims the United States is making about security in Greenland are not true. There hasn't been a Chinese gunboat there for over 10 years, according to their security. But anyway, the point is NATO is saying, let's work on this together, because it's unprecedented that a NATO ally would attack another NATO ally, because as we know, the backbone of NATO is Article 5, which is an attack on one, is an attack on all. And as we heard from Mette Frederiksen, who's the Danish Prime Minister, she said, if there was some sort of an attempt to take over Greenland militarily in particular, or through coercion, then that would be the end of NATO. And you can understand, because in effect, it doesn't work anymore.
Presumably the big winner in all of this is Vladimir Putin, because what this does is it legitimizes the annexation of independent territory and it brings NATO to the brink of collapse. They are two goals that he probably thought in his wildest dreams he would never achieve.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we heard from Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, this morning, who said that this would be the end of NATO. But also what Trump is doing is legitimizing what Vladimir Putin did in Ukraine with his hostile takeover.
So in the while we wait to see what happens militarily, I assume this does push the EU into a position where there has to be a combined response to the tariffs.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what they're saying. So we have this meeting of EU ambassadors today, emergency meeting, where they'll have to discuss how to respond. And there will have to be a use of potentially the anti-coercion mechanism that the EU has, which responds directly to moments like this, where a country, a hostile country, will forcibly coerce the EU over various issues, whether in this case we have a territorial conquest, of course. It looks like there is sort of an agreement amongst 27 countries, but we haven't heard from the Irish government yet as to what their response would be. Would they like to see retaliatory tariffs? Because that would be huge for the Irish government and the Irish economy, because we are so globalised and do so much trade with the United States. The other thing that's up for question is the European Parliament still hasn't voted in favour yet of the agreement made in September in Turnberry with Donald Trump and the 15% tariffs that, if it were, it was agreed as part of that sort of trade negotiations. So that's obviously under threat as well. And it's very interesting, because when all of this emerged yesterday, most of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, President of the Commission, Antonio Costa, President of the European Council, Mara Sefcovic, Trade Commissioner, they were all in South America signing the Mercosur trade deal, thinking, oh, this is going to be a whole new world for the EU. It's back on the world stage when it comes to trade. And then Donald Trump sort of pulled the rug from underneath them.
Shona, thank you very much for that analysis. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. And we've just received a statement by Helen McEntee, from Helen McEntee, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, saying the announcement by President Trump yesterday regarding Greenland, notably the decision to impose tariffs on a number of EU member states, the UK and Norway, is completely unacceptable and deeply regrettable. Peace and security depend on all UN member states abiding by the fundamental principles of the UN Charter. We have seen the appalling and unacceptable consequences when states do not do so. There can be no lasting peace and security in a world where these principles are ignored and undermined. Ireland has been crystal clear that the future of Greenland is a matter to be determined by Denmark and the Greenlandic people, in line with well-established diplomatic, democratic principles and international law. That is a position that will not change. Dan O'Brien is with us, the chief economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs, and columnist with The Currency. Hearing Shona Murray refer to EU laws being triggered in response of hostile states, in the context of the US being that hostile state, it's an extraordinary position to be in, Dan. What does it mean economically?
Well, it's more than extraordinary, Anton. This is nobody could have invented this in their wildest dreams 10 years ago, that we'd be in this position. The statement there from the Minister of Foreign Affairs is not at all surprising. It's very unusual for an Irish government to criticise the US as it has done, but it has done that because all European governments, barring perhaps Hungary, will be exactly in one and the same position on this. This is like Brexit. This will bring the EU together. There can only be one position on this. For a foreign country, regardless of that country, to attempt to take the sovereign territory of an EU member state is, you know, a red line doesn't begin to say how important and significant this is.
So what does that mean then when the tariffs kick in, and what will the European response be?
Well, in my view, the Europeans will be prepared to go to economic war over this. I don't think there's going to be any military dimension to this, because the Europeans are in absolutely no position to have a shooting match with the Americans. This will be in the economic sphere. And the Europeans, unlike last year when there were tariffs, the EU decided collectively that the best thing to do was give Trump a win and hope for the best, that that would settle things down. What he's done yesterday, using tariffs on this issue, announcing tariffs, he is totally binned the agreement that was arrived at in Turnberry last summer. That ends that agreement, that the whole thing is off, and now we're back to the position of getting into a major tariff and other war across the Atlantic. Europeans are not going to take this lying down, and that is very bad news for us in Ireland, because we're so connected to the US economically.
More so than probably any other EU member state, given how many US multinationals are here, how much US IP is here, and how we effectively are caught directly between the two blocks. What's the likely impact?
Well, the likely impact is sort of the biggest hit the Irish economy has taken since banks collapsed in 2008, if it gets into a worst-case scenario, which developments of the past 48 hours very unfortunately bring the risk of that, has raised the risk of that from being low now to being worryingly high. So we're in a situation where Europeans are going to come together. Ireland won't like it, but that statement from the foreign minister there is indicative. Ireland is not going to go out of the zone on this. Things are going to happen quite quickly. Excuse me. Ireland's not going to be in a position to sort of say, no, let's have a truce on this. This is the reddest of red lines. Europeans are going to pull out every tool in the economic toolbox to let the Americans know there's going to be a consequence for the American economy because of this. So we're looking at tariffs. We're looking at dealing with the tech companies. We're looking at U.S. Financial services businesses in Europe. Everything will be taken out over this. This is very, very big.
How resilient is the U.S. economy at this point? Because there's been a lot of analysis suggesting that they are effectively high on free money from the amount of debt that is at issue, and that means they are in a weaker position than they might appear.
Well, look, you know, there's a whole issue around the AI, whether it's a bubble or not, but certainly by every metric, it looks like there is a bubble there, but that bubble could go on because AI is such a huge, huge thing. But ultimately, you know, if the EU decides to hurt the U.S. as much as it can economically, that will certainly have an impact on the U.S. And tragically, it'll also have an impact on us. All of this stuff is bad for everyone. So, you know, both sides are just hitting each other and damaging each other with this sort of really stupid protectionist sort of stuff. But, you know, there are some times that economics is less important than other things. Sovereign territory is more important than economics. That's where we are now, unfortunately.
Lastly, Dan, if you were a betting man, do you think that Trump will deliver on this tariff threat? Because there have been significant threats of tariffs before that he has resiled from, in part because of pressures in the bond market, before they came to fruition.
I think they are some of the hope things. I'm not a betting man, I'm a hopeful man. But sanity will prevail here. This is Opinion Pulse Show. This is totally unpopular with American people. Even his own party, which is not exactly standing up to him much these days, thinks this is insane. This is so damaging for everyone, for absolutely to achieve nothing that couldn't be achieved by calmly sitting down and discussing things. So the hope is, and also as you say, once it becomes clearer that a major economic war is in store between Europe and the U.S., the financial markets are going to crash because this is going to have an impact on financial assets. And maybe that, combined with pressure from his own party, will cause him to pull back from this utterly stupid move. But, you know, we see this is clearly a president who is unrestrained to an extent that we've never seen any U.S. president before. So is logic going to prevail? Are these forces going to restrain him? Who knows? So we're in a very, very dangerous period right now.
Dan O'Brien, thank you very much. That's Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency. And Dan was commenting on how unusual it is to have a statement by our Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Helen McEntee, that is critical of the United States. And the statement, I read you some of it earlier on, but it continues in that very critical vein. Respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is non-negotiable. It is a fundamental principle of the United Nations Charter and of international law. It is what keeps all countries, large or small, militarily aligned or neutral, safe and secure. A commitment to multilateralism and the international legal order with the UN as the universal body charged with the maintenance of international peace and security at its heart is the cornerstone of Irish foreign policy. And it goes on to say, Denmark and Greenland, of course, have the sovereign right to arrange military exercises with their partners on their own territory.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.